Psalm 8, and this is a song of David. O Lord, our Lord, or to do this properly, O Jehovah, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Okay, here we've got another one of the many psalms of praise to God in the Psalter, but this is one that's a little different than most of the others. Most of the others look to God and praise him for who he is, what he is, but also for what he's done for man as far as redemption. This is set more in the creation aspect of things, how he made man to be, how he made the earth. And it starts importantly, O Jehovah or Yahweh, our Lord. We sing and we say, Lord, our Lord, and it sounds like a repetition. But it's not that. It's calling upon the covenant name of God and declaring that he is our master and Lord. It's not a repetition, children. It's saying that this one being is our God and our master. And how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. And it's the classic thing. It's what's above the heavens? Well, nothing in the physical world. But in the way God has set things up, he wants his name to be set above that. And children, this is why we don't use God's name in vain, other than he told us not to. Is it's a holy thing that he set high. And to drag it down to a curse or a mockery is to curse and mock God. So we don't do that. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies. You may silence the enemy and the avenger. This is a verse that's kind of difficult to look at, to understand fully. And, he has ordained strength out of the weak things of his creation to silence his enemies. And now we look back up at the heavens, children. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, look how great and magnificent the earth is. Now, we live here in Ohio where it's kind of humid most of the time and there's usually some lights. We really can't see the stars the way the people in a drier land would, and in a time when they didn't have street lights and yard lights and everything else. The heavens are a lot bigger and more grand than we see them here in Ohio usually. But it's a great thing up there, and you just get struck by this one little world with just little people on it. And you say, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Why should God care about us in this great creation that he made? And you children know what the answer to that is, right? At least my kids should. We've been talking about it. It's because you're made in the image of God. You were created specifically so that he would have somebody to worship him and somebody to love and to love him. For you have made him a little lower than the angels. Now we think, how can man be lower than the angels if we are created for his pleasure? Well, in the Hebrew, that word is Elohim. It's not the word normally used for angels. It's the word used for God or the gods. We've been made a little bit lower than the Elohim, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. So God has given us glory and honor. And more than that, he has made us to have dominion over his works. Now look at this, children. Contrary to what you're told in the media, if you pay any attention to that sort of thing, all things in creation have been put under our feet to be used properly as God has directed. But we're to have dominion, mastery over these things. All the sheep, oxen, and the beasts of the field. That means the wild animals. The thought would be that you've got the beasts of the stalls, and then you've got the beasts of the field. And these are the wild ones. The birds of the air and the fish of the seas that pass through the paths of the seas. Did you know the sea has paths in it? Highways and little streets? It does. Look it up sometime. It's great. Look up the Gulf Stream. Oh, if you watch Finding Nemo, you know about it. Okay. And then it ends again with, Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And he's made it, as I said, he made us to praise him and to glory in him, to worship him. And that's what we're going to do now by singing Psalm 8, and we'll use version B.